here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 14th of December, 2015. It was on this date, 1542, Mary Stuart, as an infant, ascended the throne of Scotland after the death of her father, James V. King Henry VIII of England, her great uncle, wanted to unite England and Scotland, and he drew up a treaty arranging the infant's marriage to his son, Edward. The child's mother, however, negotiated a marriage pact with Henry II of France instead. So Mary Stuart grew up in France in the court of Henry II. She got a good education. At the age of 18, though she was thoroughly French, she returned to Scotland to become Mary Queen of Scots. Scotland was Protestant, she was Catholic, but her policy was religious tolerance, and she was beautiful and tall and graceful, and she was popular in Scotland. She had two rather tumultuous marriages. She was deposed. She fled to England to seek help from her cousin Elizabeth, who was on the English throne, who had her imprisoned and put on trial and executed for treason. Her son, James, succeeded Elizabeth to the throne, became King James I of England. It was on this day, 1900, the physicist Max Planck published his theory of quantum mechanics. At a time when physicists believed that the interactions between all physical objects, from atoms to planets, would be predictable, although they couldn't quite understand how light worked. It was Max Planck who proposed that light travels in little packets, like bullets, which seemed impossible. But 5 years later, Einstein took up the idea of light traveling in packets, which he called photons. Einstein later said, "I use up more brain grease on quantum theory than on relativity." And today is the anniversary of the St. Lucia flood of 1287, in which 50,000 people died in the Netherlands, the result of a storm tide similar to Hurricane Sandy in 2012. It also affected the coast of England, dumping silt into the harbors of a number of port cities and redrawing the English coastline. Here's a poem for today by Karim Tayar, entitled On Turning 37. Today you remind yourself that although Buddy Holly was 17 when he first sang Peggy Sue, and that Fitzgerald was 24 when he published This Side of Paradise, and that Dylan was only 21 when he composed Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands in the studio while the other musicians shot pool and played cards. Whitman was 37 when he wrote Song of Myself. Rousseau was 40 when he first picked up a paintbrush in his Paris apartment and began creating those indelible images of the African jungles that were largely responsible for the birth of modern art. And even JFK, he of that perpetual youth and beauty that signaled a departure from the grandfather politics of men like Eisenhower and Truman, was 43 when he took the oath of office for the presidency. In other words, go back to sleep, buddy. There is still plenty of time to climb the mountain, and there is no reason to think that your best days are already behind you. A poem on Turning 37 by Karim Tayar from Magic Carpet Poems, published by Thibaut Bach Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with technology products, copy and print shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.